You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm. We're going to wrap things up here in the Dog Bowl in Berea on this ugly, ugly Monday here after the Browns were beaten 31-10. Again, it's only one game. This doesn't mean – it sounds like people are convinced the Browns will go 0-16 now, and I'm not convinced of that.
No, and it's just difficult to chew on with the excitement and the buildup associated with football season in general and your team, the Cleveland Browns, combated with – the fact that we are going to have a much more difficult schedule as people perceive it going into this football season with the AFC West and NFC West, the travel associated with that as well. And you just want to be optimistic about the product on the field week one so that you can equate potential wins down the line against other opponents. And right now, you know, Pete Prisco got one wrong because he had us win. He's 0-1.
That gives us hope since he had us losing 13
exactly,
in a row.
Exactly.
Let's go to George in North Olmsted now. George, welcome to the show.
Yeah, hi, guys. Ill-prepared team, plain and simple. Coaching, I put it all on the coaching. I want to see some passion. I don't want to see a stone-faced coach on the sideline. Vince Lombardi once said, success only comes before work in the dictionary, and this team needs a lot of work. They should be up at 6:30 this morning practicing. That's the way I feel.
All right, George, appreciate the call, and I think that these coaches, you know, especially when a game when you have so much time to game plan for.
Yeah.
To come out and have these type of issues come up, certainly not a great look for this Browns team. And I think the coaches want to clean that up. I'll be very interested to hear Mike Pettine's comments about that today. Lynn in Cleveland will be our final caller today. Lynn, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
Well, you know.
Been better, right?
I'm really frustrated, but the one thing that I thought was a little positive was special teams.
Yes.
I thought they were good. And I look at the schedule for the rest of the year, and I think, my God, if they play anything like this, we got a long season. 'Cause we do. We have a very difficult schedule. And you know, it was what you just said before. You know, I was thinking, every time you look at Pettine during a game, he's got the same stone face. And you really wonder, is there anything within him that has any passion? I'd be so angry if I was a coach at the way they lost yesterday.
Let me share one thing. So I'm on the sideline. So I'm around him the whole time. He does keep a stone face a lot of time, but he will get very angry and very passionate on the sideline. There are times when he gets fired up, especially at the refs. He certainly will let them know when he's not happy with them. I like that you pointed out special teams. Pro Football Focus grading the Browns as the number 3 special teams unit in the league yesterday. They were graded as the second worst defense in all of the NFL, and they were near the bottom in offense as well. So one of the three phases was Charlotte Lynn. There you go. That's something that you can get excited about. I do think, again, Josh McCown looked good in his opening drive. It'll be very interesting to see if he's able to play. Do you think he's automatically still the starter, or do you think that Johnny showed enough for them to say, all right, you know, this season maybe isn't going to be what we thought it was. Let's give Johnny a run.
I believe he's automatically the starter.
I do.
You know, his body of work's larger. You're encouraged by what you saw to Johnny Manziel, and maybe helps solidify some of your thoughts centered around him both in the current and in the future. But you've got to like the fact that you have a backup that could come in and execute your offense, just not your game plan. And that's where I thought Johnny Manziel wasn't used to the best of his ability in taking practice reps and understanding our game plan. He ran a preseason type offense, not the game plan executed or created rather for the New York Jets.
Right. He had to come in and do what he was comfortable with. Big takeaways here again. This team is going to have to be able to do what it is built to do if they want to have success going forward.
And one other point, the schedule, you know, the strength of schedule, our opponents went 7-4 yesterday. And of course, the San Francisco 49ers, another opponent, is playing tonight. And I don't believe favored as well. So
they're underdogs.
Maybe 7-5. 7-5 are week one opponents throughout the rest of the season.
Well, you look at our division. I thought that Cincinnati came out of it looking like the most complete team. good offensive and defensive performance against the Oakland Raiders. Now, they trounced the Raiders on the road. The Steelers' offense will be very good this year. Their defense is very bad, especially on the back end. The Ravens' defense played very well against Denver, but they lack playmakers as well. Steve Smith well up there in age. Rashad Perriman has been out. They lost Torrey Smith via free agency, Jacoby Jones. So they are looking, certainly, for some playmakers. Cincinnati right now, after week one, was the most impressive team in our division. All right, that'll do it for a very disappointing Monday here in Berea. Mike Pettine will be addressing the media later today, so you can get that at clevelandbrowns.com and the Browns mobile app. The Golden Boys are up next. I'm sure they will have plenty to say about what they saw this Sunday in New York, and I'll actually be with the Golden Boys tomorrow as we start the Radiothon at 9 a.m. here on ESPN 850 WKNR. For Jason Gibbs, for our producer Dave DiNatale, and for Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thanks for listening to Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford. But I'm not that bold, and I don't think the world
is sold. I'm just doing what we're told. The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.